You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Steven, I cannot believe you started off with this song of all songs. Have you seen this camera?
No. Like I said, it just depends on. Let me get a rubber. No.
Oh my Jesus. These are not the lyrics.
This is a hashtag I can't moment. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our recap of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6, Episode 11, Glitter Ball. Or as Jackie just said, Glitter Balls.
I brought my glitter balls.
You are all. Tell us about your look today, because you always give us a different look every week. What are you giving today?
Sequins?
I don't know.
You
I
put on your really, sequins cap?
My sequins cap.
Where my people's at?
Where my people's at?
Of course, as you guys know, my name is Tony. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Steven. My name
at
is
least
Tony
Steve
Moore.
Steve thinks we're funny.
Well, you somebody.
That's not what Steve's laughing that we're funny. At.
Who else do we have? Across from me, we have the ever so talkative
Cameron Marston.
And the glitterati
Jackie Borowski.
And of course, in the booth, we have.
Distracting Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron, you were all about that booty popping in last week's episode. I seen that.
Yeah, first of all, men should never wear jeggings, leggings, tights. No, not cute. Sorry. Don't do it. Or Skechers.
Mm. Apparently, I have returned from the plantation as I was.
When Tony's gone, he watches our videos.
Sorry, Kenny. Well, right up there, too. He's right in it with you.
Well, let me be honest. I watch to hear if I'm mentioned, mm-hmm. and then that's it. Because I am all about myself.
What if you're mentioned more than once, though?
I figured that was probably the only mention. Yeah, I do.
Just like comments, when you YouTube comment, he's there. So just give
it's
him
like,
a shout
someone
out.
Someone said Tony.
I'm like, oh, T, that's me. The More You Know, presented by Tony Moore. All right, so let's get into this lovely episode. I still can't get over the whole shemale part.
Yeah.
That it's taken out. I'm not going to bring it up anymore. It still kind of bothers me.
It bothers me too. I have to admit it today. It's all good.
I miss it, but yeah, it's no longer there.
You know who I miss? Ben de la Creme. That's who I miss.
Well, a lot of us are good. Listen, this whole past few weeks, as far as the elimination, has just been a mess.
Yes, a hot mess.
Like, you can kind of usually determine who is going to go home, but now I just don't know.
I feel like World of Wonder is just trying to punch us in the face and F with us.
Oh, no, they punched us in the face. And is
we got
not...
Will on the line, I think.
Who?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Will. How are you?
Oh, my God. I feel like I just talked to you.
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Wonderful. We were just starting to break down this week's episode. And
Uh-oh. We actually have the guest calling in, too. So, Will, why don't you call us back in about 10 minutes?
Oh.
Okay.
Well, all right, Will. Well, we'll talk to you soon to get your thoughts on this week's episode.
All right. We got somebody else on the line right now.
Hello, somebody else. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I am calling from the East Coast. And my name's Ace.
Ace?
That's not our guest either, but it's not. Okay.
Hi, Ace. How are you?
We all accept it. Hey, welcome.
Are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm seriously talking to you guys. I'm like freaking out right now.
What? Yeah.
Oh, please don't. We're boring.
Freak out.
Yeah, you're
no,
talking.
No, you don't understand. I literally listen to you guys all the time. And I'm so tired because it's like 12 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
Aww.
And you guys started late, by the way.
I know, that's my fault. I apologize.
It's Jackie's fault. Jackie forgets that she lives in L.A. where there's traffic all the time.
I gotta say I love you because you just complimented us and ripped us in the same breath.
Yeah.
That's talent.
Oh my gosh, the camera just talked to me. Do you know how hot you are?
Do you understand the fact that he's actually talking?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest accomplishment here.
He never talks. He mumbling. Just sits there and looks cute all the time. Uh-uh, boy, you gotta open your mouth, honey.
Mumbling is a talent.
Ooh, you better get it, Ace. Mm. So, Ace, what was your favorite part of this episode of RuPaul's Drag Race?
I didn't like how Benda La Creme left.
Yeah,
I think
that how she left or that she left?
I didn't like it because, first of all, I think the whole casting right now, it's just all messed up. There's some people who should have left before and some people who should have stayed.
Yes.
I feel like Jocelyn...
They have messed it up a lot.
She should have left a long time ago.
Oh, no.
I
Jocelyn's my homegirl.
Well, she's fabulous and wonderful, but...
She's at home.
She should have left. What are your thoughts about the main challenge? We're gonna hop around for a second, but what were your thoughts? Who did you think stood out among the glitter ball?
A person who really improved, I would have to say, is Adore. Surprisingly, mm-hmm. she did well. I'm always rooting for the Hispanic ones, so I'm always for Bianca.
Me too.
But
Adore's Hispanic. Adore's Hispanic.
Okay.
Oh, she is? Okay, but Bianca's Cuban, and so am I. So, you know, I have to represent.
You got
to
represent the Cubans. Whoop, whoop. Do Cubans whoop?
No.
Yeah? No?
Okay. Okay. So, Ace, before we let you go, any other thoughts on...
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sad now. You're going to let me go?
Don't be sad, but whatever you really want to say, say it right now.
Say it right now.
Say it right now.
Okay. I wish Kenny was there so I could rip him, too, because I tweeted him. I sent him. I, like, timed the whole Rue coming out with the lights and going to the judges. I timed it. It was 22 seconds because he's always complaining about that part. So it's, like, 5 minutes and all that stuff. So I was like, let me time it for him so he can appreciate it. And he just never, you know, retweeted me or... replied, but he's not here.
If you tweet me, I will retweet you and reply.
I love the fact that you timed that whole segment so that you would have... So just in case he was like, no, it takes about 2 minutes. No, actually, it takes 22
seconds. 22
seconds.
Yes,
boom.
It does.
That's what he gets for ripping on plantation work.
Oh, Jesus.
Didn't he put me on the plantation?
You got to do your homework. You have to do your homework.
You have to do the homework. Well, thank you, Ace, so much for calling in and for watching us.
Thank you.
And for telling Cameron that he is cute.
Now I can go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, you can if you want to, or you can continue watching us, you know, for the duration, because we still got a lot more to say.
Thank you for staying up, though.
Hey, gracias,
mamita. Dedication.
Yes.
Thank you. Hopefully I don't have, like, a big phone bill.
Oh, I hope not. you should have an unlimited plan, but, you know. Did you hang up on her, Steven? Steven is good for hanging up on people.
Bye, Ace.
All right, so, the mini challenge. This was the puppet imitations of everyone.
I love puppets. And if I was thinking about making a puppet today, but I didn't have enough time... And so I didn't. And then I was thinking about buying a puppet, but I also didn't have enough time. But the dog has a lamb chop chew toy, but I couldn't stick my hand up its butt. So that was an issue, too.
Oh, you couldn't?
That would be an issue. I wonder what it would be like if we each had a puppet of each other and, like, how we would imitate each other.
Yes. Yes.
Cameron, who? No. We don't do voodoo. Cameron, how would you imitate me?
Get your life. I'm Toni Moore. You can find me on all
platforms. And you'd have like a
platforms.
Chair attached to it, dragging it around. Have a seat. Get yourself
have a seat.
Get your life.
Get
tossing
your life.
Imaginary hair. That's another one, too.
You and Kenny both do that.
This core thing. He's always doing this.
Because it gets in the way. It does.
What are you asking? I'm just saying.
Well, if I had Jackie, because I feel like I would pull her, I would be like, so I think that. Wait, what was I going to say? Hold on a minute. I have it right here in my notes. Hold on. It's right here. Hold on. Keep going. I'll find it in a second. Right here. I had it right here. She said, work, bitch. That's what she said. I'm Jackie Borowski.
How would you do Kenny, Jackie?
That's hard because Kenny plays the straight man on this show.
Oh, God.
Not that there
nice.
Are any straight men.
Jackie always wants to be politically correct or nice about
no,
everything.
No, Kenny
so.
Would toss his hair. I would definitely
like
do
this?
That.
It's a
like
South
this?
Carolina thing.
Yeah, apparently.
Because like they don't do it in North Carolina, apparently, Steve.
Do what?
And then I bitch
exactly.
about the editing
toss hair.
For about 2 hours.
If you were Kenny?
If I was Kenny.
Oh, boy.
So
who do you guys think stood out in this mini challenge? It wasn't my fave.
I
feel like
loved Adore's impression of Ben.
Yes. It was so spot on.
So good.
And then when they cut to his individual interview, he sounded just like that.
Yes.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yes.
I feel like this is one of those challenges where you have to be good at impersonating someone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then it's not going to be good, Courtney Act.
Although Adore's Bianca was, like, I wrote, disturbingly hilarious.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Her teeth aren't that big.
Baloney!
But it was just funny, even though it wasn't, like, an actual impression of her.
Yeah. I was kind of bored with the mini challenge a little bit. I could have done without it.
I mean, Adore. I meant Dayla's Bianca.
Yeah, I figured it was wrong somewhere. You would catch it in your notes.
I
wanted to allow you that opportunity.
Thank
to do
you.
That. You're welcome.
Thank you. As I scan my notes.
See? Spot on impersonation of her. I'm good. So the winner of the mini challenge was Ben de la Creme. And moving on to the main challenge. I mean, what do you say about the mini challenge? There wasn't that much to say.
I actually thought it was funny, though. I like that.
I didn't laugh, apparently, as much as you did.
I was laughing it up because I love puppets.
I mean, we always talk about the time allotment. I think that it was too short.
You think so?
I thought that what we wanted to
see more. They should do a whole puppet episode.
Well, I don't know about that. Just, it didn't flow very well for me. It just was very...
I did like when Courtney said, when she was picking her puppet, because she obviously knew she had Darian late. She's like, oh, well, I hope
fit?
The hole is big enough. That was funny. I laughed at that.
I love when they rip each other.
Yeah. I love when Darian said that Courtney was the oldest living twink in history.
Oh, that was
and her
one.
Boobs were just like little rhinestone boobs. That killed me.
That was fun. All right, so then the main challenge is announced, and they are going to the glitter ball. I love it when they do this challenge, when they have, like, the whole, like, theme ball kind of a thing, and they have to come in and do all the different looks. So the three looks that they had to do were Banji Girl Bling, Platinum Card Executive Realness, and Dripping in Jewels Alaganza. That's a lot if you don't know how to sew.
Well, I mean, obviously some of them took outfits that they already had and then added on to them.
True. But you still had to probably sew something.
You did,
you
yes.
had to put
but
something
the, like,
together.
None of the executive looks looked like they were sewn. Those, I'm pretty sure, were
brought in.
Were brought in. What? I mean,
no, I got distracted.
There's no booty up. What'd you get distracted
No, I was
about?
Trying to decipher what exactly fell into Jackie's cleavage. But it's not.
Something
we're
fell.
Moving
There's
on.
Nothing there.
Do you have drops for Haiti in there?
What? There's nothing here but boobs.
Yes, she has good cleavage. We're going to move. Sorry, I got totally sidetracked.
Wow.
I know.
You just get distracted
Horrible.
By skin.
I do.
So, yeah. I still have my same thought of it's season 6 and I just really don't understand why people don't know how to sew. Just like the basic skills of sewing. Can you just put a pattern together and sew it together?
Or at the very least know how to hot glue.
Well, that's what Ben was doing with his...
A lot of queens do it.
His whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
that how Roxy made that dress last?
Candy.
The candy dress?
With the rope.
Just like hot gluing it all together?
Mm-hmm. A good queen has a hot glue gun. Just
or E6000, which is
that one too.
Amazing. You can literally stick your hand to this using E6000. no joke.
Where's the more you know thingy thing on that?
He fell asleep.
Steve left.
So in the workroom,
I was answering the phone because we got Will on the phone.
Will.
Oh, hi, Will. Will. Sorry
Will.
About earlier.
Hey.
Hi, Will.
We're so sorry.
How's it going?
Your
what
turn.
What are you talking about right now?
Well, we finished the mini challenge, which we kind of talked about, but also skipped over because no one
because
was really
Tony
feeling
decided
it.
That.
Well, I didn't decide it. Y'all weren't saying anything about it, so clearly it was boring.
I said it was funny.
What did you feel about it, Will? Did you like the mini challenge? Were you entertained?
I was entertained. It was kind of interesting. I didn't know how they picked the winner.
We don't know how they do anything this season.
I thought Dayla deserved the win.
Who did you think deserved the win?
I thought that Adore's impression of Dayla was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, she sounded just like her. Anyways, the way he talks.
You can say her, girl. It's all good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was between Adore and
Ben.
Mm-hmm. But
no, I like Ben. No, I didn't like Ben. For some reason, I was thinking about the last one, the painting one. I didn't understand that one. But anyway.
The which one?
The one with the body paint.
Oh, the body paint.
For some reason, I got it mixed up. I was thinking that was...
Oh, yes. The mini challenge last week where they had to, like, do the painting. See, you know that
it's
a season's not good. No, when you can't, like, you can't remember the challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all
it's
these
not
episodes.
Memorable.
Yeah. You kind of look at it and go, huh, and then you keep going. So now we're talking about... Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that I thought the mini challenges this year were really weird. They're just kind of random, like, oh, hey, let's do this random thing today.
Well, they usually always do, like, a puppet-esque one. Like,
I like the puppet one. I think puppets are hilarious.
I just feel like they're disjointed.
You're just, like, they don't go with
or just doesn't
anything.
Flow right. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I agree.
I've said this before. I feel like the mini challenges should go together with the main challenges if they're going to have a mini challenge. So,
that's
like,
weird.
The puppet challenge, as much as I really love puppets, and I really love puppets.
You really love puppets?
I just wish that if they had, like, this puppet challenge, that it had something to do with the main challenge.
I mean, one would think that one would go with the other, but...
All I know is we got... all kinds of comments on Twitter about how hot a mess this episode
was. Did you think this was a hot mess episode?
I liked it, actually. I just didn't really understand the whole bottom two thing. Like, how did that even happen?
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, no one
it
has
totally
been,
threw me.
No one has been able to understand the bottom two for the past few weeks. So, I think at this point, we're just sitting, watching, and going...
Okay.
Okay. That happened.
I mean, there's nothing we can do about it at this point, except disagree and throw salt at the TV while we're watching. I don't know why salt, but, I mean, salt is a blessing.
No, honestly, I feel really bad for the situation they put Gary in, because Ben is a really loved character, and to kick her off against Darian and have all this hate towards Darian, I think is really unfair. Like, if you look at her Facebook and stuff, people are hating on her.
On Darian?
Yeah.
Well, see, but here's the thing, is that now we've seen for the past few weeks that Darian has this kind of spicy mouth that has suddenly popped up, and it's kind of turning into, like, she's just being a little bitchy. So, like, how do you feel about Darian? Do you think that she's a...
I think that the editing has been really, like, unfair to her, I guess, because I think Darian... Yeah, she probably definitely has a mouth on her, and I'm sure that in that tense situation, she's probably saying things she probably shouldn't say to a camera.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think she's been awful. I mean, come on, there was Cece O'Hara. She was crazy on her season, and Darian is just, you know, she's just a little puppy compared to Cece, I think. I mean, I don't think she's as bad as people are saying she is.
I think the problem
I definitely
is...
don't think she should have made it this far.
No.
But I feel like that the producers are going to put her in this, like, shitty situation of, you know, being painted as the villain when I don't really feel like she is.
Well, it's polarizing her, right? She's the fan favorite, but she's turning into Roxy. I love Roxy. But Roxy became a bitch towards the end of her season, right? So now there's this, you're polarizing your audience. You can either love her or still love her or hate her.
Do you think it comes from, like, the frustration of the competition, like, at this point where they are, like, as they keep going each week, like, some people just get frustrated and that's, like, their way of...
I believe that she's naturally like that. I think she's very entertaining. I think she can be a nice person, but I also believe that there's a sharp side to her.
But I feel like this whole switch happened when she didn't choose Ben de la Creme for her team, for the rap challenge.
Mm-hmm.
They're setting it up as a storyline. You're right. They've set that up as a storyline, like, for, and I mean, every reality show has those kinds of storyline threads mm-hmm. where it's like they saw this one incident that happened and they're trying to thread it through, mm-hmm. which I don't, you know, it's almost like last year when they had that Coco and Alyssa feud, it felt so forced. It's like they're trying to force this thing that's not even there.
Yeah.
And I feel like,
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, and I feel like the audience, because the audience is really passionate about what queens it likes and what it doesn't, it's a shame that they're going to her site to say whatever. It's not her fault or not, you know, like, it's such a shame that that's happening, but at the same time, it's done for a purpose. It's done to polarize viewers and to get people to respond.
Well, see, I feel like, you know, the show depicts these people in a certain way. I also feel like whatever's being said while you're on the show, you're giving them stuff to use to depict you in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, look at Magnolia Crawford. She is now depicted as someone who only wanted to do the show just so she could be recognizable. She gave that information to them. They doctored her up to be like that. Like, so now she's going to be like that. Oh my God, I had a Jackie moment. There was a point and I have forgotten.
She's given them material to depict her this way.
Yeah.
Look in your notes.
That wasn't in my notes. That was a thought.
I mean, because you can only blame editing for so much. Granted, we all agree that there's been a lot of editing dick in the soup this season, but she's giving them the fodder. So.
Oh, but they're not actually like that. That was the point. Yeah. Like, in real life, they're like, everyone hated Fifi. But
Fifi's actually really nice in real life.
Yeah, she's very nice. Like, she's not how she was, you know, on the show. Even kind of with Raven, like during her season of Drag Race on season 2, everyone thought that Raven was a bitch.
Yeah.
But she's not like that at all. So, I mean,
sometimes the camera can turn that on in somebody.
Yeah.
That's just their coping mechanism.
So
the fact that you're like basically in like a Drag Race dorm time with these people, like stuck in this insular bubble and dealing with the same people all the time. And you don't have cell phones or anything.
What's going on right now. People are just going crazy because they've been in that situation for over a month now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just keep thinking back to Milk was, can I have my phone?
Can I have my phone now, please? So let's go into the glitter ball challenge. The Banji girl bling. Who did you think stood out in that category, Cameron?
Definitely Adora.
Who? Adore? You thought Adore will?
Yeah.
Kim, who did you think?
Yeah, I thought she fit it. I was surprised that she came out with a not amazing outfit, but it was well thought out, I thought.
Uh-huh.
For Banji, if you guys don't know what Banji is, it's more like street. It's not just about being totally urban, but there's a street sexuality, a sensuality. It kind of stems from the New Yorican era. It came from the East Coast. So Banji girl, I think she actually was the most spot on out of all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, Adore captured the theme the best, but I did think to me De La was a close second as far as theme.
You know what? I actually did too, and I didn't mind the whole ruffle jacket that she had because I feel like you're still a drag queen, so you're gonna take a category and drag it up. And that was her way of dragging it up. But what she had on, I thought was really cute. She even had the little BC on the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought she was a close second.
Maybe if it wasn't tulle, it might have fit. Maybe if it was actually just material ruffled up a little bit. But the tulle kind of made it look a little cheesy.
A little draggy. Well,
what about Darian? I wrote no disco ball. No, no.
I did not like Darian at all. That looked like a suit that you could go purchase from Rainbow.
Shout out to, I think it was Bryce who said it today on Twitter about her Technicolor outfit.
It was very technical. Although the stripe on the side of her jumpsuit matched the color of her hair. Get into that.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I almost
feel like Darian's like maybe running out of clothes.
Yes.
Like that is what she had left.
Yes.
I love it. You're ripping.
None of those even match.
She mugged a clown.
Like.
Yeah, and I also didn't mind Bianca's either. Bianca was very, like, she wasn't hood Banji. Mm-hmm. She was, like, very uppity Banji. Mm-hmm. Like, she got money, but she still looked real hood.
She's from New York.
Yeah. But, you know, okay, so Courtney. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine about Courtney's look. Mm-hmm. I feel like Courtney was, like, real girl. Like, I could see mm-hmm. her walking around the mall or, like, in the neighborhood type of a girl. And for me, I feel like the drag element of it is missing when you're going for fish.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
I completely agree.
I think that she's more of an illusionist as opposed to a drag queen.
Yes. She's a female illusionist.
Or
she's not
impersonator.
Really a drag queen so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we let you go, Will, because our producer's saying that we have to wrap you out, did you have any other thoughts to... any other thoughts to... What? Wrap you out? What's the problem with that?
Will, tell us where we can reach you.
Tell us where we can reach you.
I'm on Twitter, Will8550 on Twitter, on Facebook.
I like the fact that you ripped, so you get points
yeah,
for that.
We're going
to have to respond
awesome.
To you in a little while.
That's awesome. Please tweet us.
No, I've loved all the queens, and I think they're awesome, and like it takes guts to do what they do, and I love the show so much, and I mean, I think that Bianca's gonna win it, and I think I think Rue knows that,
yeah.
and I think that's what he wanted to
I
shock
think we know that.
And send home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, that's I guess that's my thoughts on it, you know, because I think that they know who's gonna win at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure we can rip tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will, for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. All right, so moving on to the Platinum Card Executive Realness. Oh, wait, were we done with the other one?
Oh, yeah, we were so
yeah,
done
we were done.
The other one.
Platinum Card Executive Realness. Who was the standout for that one? I have a lot of...
Adora was my favorite because she looked to me like... a business person.
Tony's face for you iTunes listeners.
I love Adore. She was going for what she was going
if
for,
was
which,
a
was,
lady,
which was the
I
butch lesbian. But
Does
she.
That mean I'm a butch lesbian?
Well, the, Not yeah, yet. She said that. But Adore looks like that woman that you work with in the office that has like no sense of fashion or style or anything. Like she wears like this pant and she looks droopy and she always looks like sad kinda, and you just wish that you could just take her and just take her to like wherever and buy her something new to make her look fresh. Cut her hair, give her like a little color, something. I put next to it.
I didn't have any standouts for Executive Realness.
I thought Courtney was a standout for me. I put Miranda Priestley. From Devil Wears Prada.
I would have liked her more if she had like some cute business slacks on instead of that freaking skirt. I'm so tired.
I felt like she was more CAA assistant to me.
Courtney?
Than Miranda Priestley.
I thought Miranda.
The outfit didn't really impress
but maybe
me that
because
much.
I,
but she looked
maybe
like,
because I liked her jacket a whole lot.
But I guess she was the closest. But again, she's still serving illusionists. So rock
yeah.
on. Rock on. Next one.
Oh, no. Wait.
Are we talking about how Darian looked like a 17-year-old?
Darian looked like Winona Judd going in for an interview.
Oh,
that's
no.
how I thought she looked. Like, that. The first, when I looked at her, I was like, oh, she looks like Winona Judd. Because as soon as, and then she was like, I'm giving you music, business, executive realness. And I was like, you look like Winona Judd going to an interview. Is that bad?
No, I felt like she looked like a teenager, so.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking CEO
no.
at all.
No.
I thought there was nothing wrong with Bendela.
No, I didn't think there was anything
I thought
wrong with
that
either. They mentioned that it reminded them of Ben
business.
Midler and Big Business,
and
it did.
It totally did. Not like, not the twin in the movie.
Lily where, Tomlin?
Like, No.
Oh.
But, you know, they played twins.
Yeah.
So there was, like, the country bumpkin and the city one. Uh-huh. I felt like that was, like, the country bumpkin trying to be the city one, which is what Bette Midler basically played.
Yeah.
But I really feel like if Bendela Crim had a business and she was the CEO of it, that's how she would look.
Yes.
So she stayed true to herself, and she gave them executive realness.
Yeah.
Would I walk into the office with a pink polka dot jacket? No. But if she came into the office with a pink polka dot jacket, I would be like, that is good for you.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Bianca, I liked it. I mean, she was giving real estate agent, like, let me show you this $5.2 million house, and yes, you will buy it from me because I wear red bottoms. Mm-hmm.
Crazy makeup on, and I can run fast.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and that's it for that. Now, the Dripping in Jewels Eleganza. I felt like...
Can we talk about how Darian's dress was basically like an arrow to her vagina? That's all I was watching. I'm like, no girl would ever wear that. Like, no self-respecting woman of any sort would ever wear that because it's too highlighting of the crotchal region.
So, you know, that was her second dress.
Right.
She had another one in the workroom. I thought so, too. Yeah. I was like, that's giving me more dripped in jewels than... Than what she was like, I saw where she was going with that with the dress she had on for the runway, but it was heavy.
Princess
so,
Leia.
I mean, she was trying to give nude illusion.
Got it.
No, it did not work though.
Tried.
It
she
didn't.
Said tried.
It didn't. It was the material that she used, and on top of the jewels, it was just heavy, and it
but
was like kind of saggy.
It's the grasping at straws thing. She's like, she was floundering. She admitted it. Rock on.
She was. She was. I do feel like Ben De La Creme and Bianca both gave the same silhouette that they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't mind it that much.
I didn't mind it either.
We didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I wish that they had gotten out of that frame of mind and done something else. But I thought Ben De La Creme's look was still, again, very much her. And she was very much, it was almost like if they did like a commercial for that jewel, she would come up at the end and like be like drenched in it. I saw it in my mind right here.
I just wish she had like a skirt or gown like portion.
Just something other than like that showgirl.
She, exactly. Leotard That's exactly what I was thinking. She looked showgirl.
Yeah.
She just needed a bunch of feathers.
She
in the
had so many. I loved the bodice that she was wearing. I thought it was really
cool. I didn't mind the bodice. I didn't mind the actual head hair thing that she had going on. But it just, because of the legs, it looked very showgirl.
If she did something different from here down, we would have enjoyed it.
Yeah,
a
I totally
would
have enjoyed it. If she had like a flowing, just flow it, girl. Something, whatever. But the legs thing just made it look very...
Very like...
Showgirl pageant. Pageant
like
showgirl.
She always does. Yeah. And it's kind of bad when you have the guest judge return and they point out that you had the same silhouette Bianca Del Rio. And it was a challenge that you won.
Okay. I have to, though, shout out to Bryce again.
Yes.
Because he sent me a message and he goes, how are you going to have OJ's daughter judging fashion alongside of Bob Mackie? And that's a good point. Yes, a lot of people think she's OJ's daughter. But that's a good point. Aside from that OJ's daughter thing and your hands up your nose. I don't see Khloe Kardashian as any sort of fashion anything.
She has her own clothing line.
At like Kmart.
Sears.
Dash.
And they have Dash. So I think they know a little bit about
Dash
fashion.
I thought Dash was created for the television show. It's not like Bob Mackie where you're dressing Cher and you're like, okay, I get this.
Well, think about this. You have two ends of the spectrum. You have someone
you
who
have
is
someone
legendary.
Who sucks, and someone who doesn't.
Someone who's legendary. And then you have someone who has an idea.
Maybe they're going for Courtney as the pop aspect.
You mean Chloe?
Chloe.
Chloe.
Courtney.
I also thought it was interesting because Bob Mackie was making some comments, and I think it was about Dayla's outfit, and Rue was like, I thought you would like this, you know? Because he actually, the stuff he designs is very showgirly, stagey. So, I guess not.
He was not feeling it. It's his favorite
Apparently
jewel,
not.
But he was not feeling that. I thought Adore pulled it together because she had the meltdown in the workroom because it was a sewing challenge. And bless her heart, she could not figure out what she was going to do with this sewing challenge. And she had a slight breakdown and apologized for it. But I thought she pulled it together with the help of Bianca.
Yes, Bianca.
Shout out to Bianca
helpful.
And shout out because somebody commented on it today. Give a a shout out to Ben de la Creme because she gave her rhinestones a la diamonds as the easiest gem to pull off. Yeah. Somebody made comment, and that is true. I mean, that probably was the easiest color to work with.
But also credit to Ben de la Creme. He was like, there are no positives and negatives to the jewels, so you know. If you whatever you got, you just got. But I just felt like he felt like the easiest one he needed to give.
And let's
to
be honest,
Adore.
It is. I mean, if you me understand, that's the easiest one to work with.
And of course,
with whatever's left in her suitcase,
Darian was like not having it at all about the whole giving the diamonds to Adore because it was the easiest. She's like, this is a competition. You need to be out for yourself.
Well, I guess it's true in the sense that they ended up sending Ben home, but at the same time, it's like Bianca has helped Adore out before, and we said this last week, where if you feel confident enough in yourself and in what you're doing, it doesn't matter. It's like, sure, help a bitch out, whatever.
Yeah,
Wait, what? Help a bitch out?
Steve. No, I didn't say that. You said that.
Steve's
said
dusting that. Off the tire treads on his back.
What?
Did somebody run him over?
You.
How did I run him over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, earlier?
Calling me out on... Oh.
Well, listen. Was I wrong? He said wrap it up.
I thought it was funny, but we're moving on. What's up next?
So, in the end...
did anybody notice, though, that... So, Courtney... I did love Courtney's outfit. But Santino picked it as his favorite. But that is something exactly like what Santino would design. Pretty sure. And that's why I was like, that's very interesting, because he just picked something he would design.
And see, I'm glad you went back to Courtney, because this is what I want to mention, is that she added the drag element back into it. So she had, like, the red.
That was very beautiful. Here,
and, she looked very, like, dripping. Again, someone else, if they did a commercial for her jewels, she would pop out and she would just live and it would be, like, all of that and stuff like that. Whatever. It looked right in my mind. But I wish she would continue to do that all the time. Like, some of her standout stuff, for me, remembering the drag element and not just always... Real girl element was like the black and white when she came out with the tuxedo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. The whole bird thing. Yeah. The wing. Perfect. This. Perfect. Like, don't forget the drag element of it.
I do also the same thing with that I said about Ben de la Creme. I wish she had had something flowing to cover her legs. Mm-hmm. We get it. You got pretty legs, girl. We got it. I did like the drag element of the red. I just didn't appreciate the red because the bra seemed a little simple, except for the, I get it.
Well, it was bejeweled.
Yes, but
Oh, I just looked at my notes and found out that Rue said that about Bob Mackie didn't like Bianca's dress, not Ben's. Sorry. Look, I caught myself, though. You don't have to comment.
Too late.
Comment. Aww.
They already did.
Someone's clapping for me.
Steven, of course. Did it again. So in the end, Adore won this main challenge. And
gotta agree,
I agree. Okay. I agree. Adore should have won that. She looked not consistently good.
She's not my favorite, but I have to agree.
She's my favorite.
I felt like there was always one where people just didn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was, every one of her looks to me was consistently good and well thought.
Well, like they said, she sold it.
Yeah.
With every look that she came out and did, she sold it. So, and that is Adore's strength, is that even if she falls flat on her face, she will be able to talk her way out of it and make it seem like it's like the new thing now and that's what everyone should be doing. Party.
Party. Girl, this floor is sparkling.
It is sparkling. Oh, my God.
This gum tastes good.
Party.
Party.
And then came the question that we all look forward to and the contestants hate.
Which is throw a hoe under the bus.
Yes. Okay, so I posed the question to you guys. Who do you guys think, even though we know the outcome, who do you think should have went home
Darian.
At this point? Do you think Darian?
Yes.
Cam?
Going by last night's episode, I would say Darian.
I would have sent Darian home too.
Darian would have sent Darian home. Right. That's the thing.
Just because, like all of her looks, I can't even give her one.
No.
They were just not on point.
No. And then, like, the other problem I have, and I've said this to people on Twitter, and I've said this on the show before, that nothing frustrates me more than the moment when you basically announce you've given up. And yeah. That, to me, was, like, she saw it more as, oh, I had to agree with everyone. But it's like, you don't want to get on that stage in front of those judges and announce that you've given up. And yeah. That frustrates me the most. It's like, there's a difference between struggling backstage in the workroom and trying to get tips. Not dollar bill tips, like, tips. But anyway, tips. There's a difference between that and then just going on in front of the judging panel who they don't see any of that backstage stuff. They don't see that struggle. So if you go on stage, you better be your most confident and best self. And she didn't do that.
I didn't have a problem with her choosing herself. I actually didn't. I actually thought that was a good gimmick because otherwise she was sailing home. Like, she was going to be sent home. I didn't have a problem with that. I did have a problem with her, Was it untucked or in an aside where she talked about, like, I would send myself home?
But I think it was untucked.
Just admitting that you would pick yourself, I get that doesn't bother me because she knew she got red. She was ripped
by everybody
on stage, by everybody and by the judges. There was nothing good said about her.
Yeah,
was there? No.
No.
So
no.
You know, go with it, girl. Turn the tide.
Did you guys think that? Because during that, there was a comment that Ben De La Creme made to Bianca that she's just sailing through the competition.
I didn't have a problem with that either.
You know,
in context, it didn't bother me.
No, but Bianca got very defensive very quickly, and when Ben De La Creme said it, I almost took it as like, you're doing, like, these challenges are not difficult for you because you know exactly how to, like, do. So you're just, like, on coast, just, like, sailing through. But she took it as, like, oh.
She's not working.
Yeah. I mean, you're working, but, like, you know yourself so well that these challenges are kind of like, okay, I know what I'm going to do, and I'm just going to turn it out, you know?
I think when Bob Mackie made the negative comment about her Eleganza, that it affected her. I think that was, because that was the first real rip that she kind of, like, I mean, besides the makeup in the beginning, but I think that was the first time. So I think that kind of set her on edge a little bit. Not that I don't think she was worried about going home, but I think that already made her edgy. So when Ben said that, it didn't matter what was after that phrase. It just kind of, and she lashed out. And I think that's exactly what she said, didn't she, in Untucked?
Yeah.
Yeah, she lashed out.
And then she kept it an ongoing joke.
I would too.
And I'm just sailing through. Just that, on a boat.
That is what I like about her, though. It's to like Hawaii. She doesn't let things get to her that much on that level. It's like, and even with the, what was Lola, the girl who wrote her the letter?
Oh,
that was so
yeah.
sweet. And she didn't have a meltdown, you know, like, she didn't lose her cool. She was just like, that was really touching. And she was able to express in an adult way how much that touched her. And then I do like that she, though, made the throwback to Lagonda where she was like, this was my moment.
After Darian jumped in, right?
Right,
perfect.
Yeah. No, that was good. So then, of course, in the bottom two, we have Ben De La Creme and Darian, and Ben De La Creme was sent home.
That lip sync was really boring to me.
I did not understand the choice of that song. Like, okay, so I'm supposed to, like, serve it and give, and I'm singing to Kelly Clarkson's Stronger?
I think, though, here's the thing. It depends on the queen. If you had Courtney Act and you had Adore lip-syncing against each other, that would have been a good song for them to do. Mm-hmm. I just think these particular ladies, that was not their song.
No.
That was not their song.
When Darian tried to do that fist pump jump in the air, I lost it. I said, that stage...
That was
just retired.
That was almost like the Latrice shuffle. Do y'all remember that?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Latrice said shuffle the car. I died. I lost it. But I, judging by the lip sync, I do see why, if they're only judging on the lip sync, why they sent Ben De La Creme.
Oh, I agree too.
Yeah.
It was a horrible song for both of them, but Darian still
sold it.
Mouthed the right words, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, stayed in theme and context of the song as best she could
yeah.
with her physical ability. because Ben looked a hot mess. They actually both looked a hot mess, but Ben just looked so out of her comfort zone. It just looked so awkward.
Yeah.
But it just reminded me, I wish they both went home the last time they sang off.
I'm very upset that Ben has gone home.
Me too. I would have expected him to
be in the top three.
Yeah.
I would have.
Because my opinion is, at least that would have made us think like, okay, maybe Bianca doesn't have a chance. But now I'm just like, clear winner is going to be Bianca. Like, I mean, who else?
Adore.
Because
And I don't want that to happen. I don't. But it just seems like that's the thread we're going down.
So at this point, we have Bianca.
Think Bianca's going to get it just because she's older, unless they bring her back for
All-Stars. Discrimination. All-Stars. That is.
So at this point, we have Bianca. Well, never mind. I'll wait for that. It'll be predictions.
Okay.
So yeah, that was pretty much the episode. Let's go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So next week, next Tuesday, May 6th, they will be filming the reunion for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6. If you would like to go, you can purchase tickets via Ticketmaster. So make sure you check out all the details there to purchase your tickets.
What venue?
It's at the Ace Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. So I'm going.
Course.
Which means I may not be here, but I'll come back with all the scoop on what happened. But if it has been how it normally is, we still won't know who won.
Yeah.
And apparently they are doing the finale party in Vegas this year. So that should be very... I'm not going to that.
Lies.
No, I'm not going to Vegas. But and I don't know if other people can... I don't know. But if you would like to win two VIP tickets to the reunion and you live in the Los Angeles area, you can come to Mickey's on Monday at 10:30 to try to win tickets. Find out all details on Facebook. Mickey's WeHo.
Shameless.
I don't mind. As a matter of fact, a lot of people came up to me at Mickey's and they were like, oh my God, I watch you, listen to you on AfterBuzz all the time and you're fantastic.
Tell us your other story.
Okay, here's another story.
I love it.
Here's another story. I saw Adore. I ran into Adore, who said that he absolutely loves Jackie so much that we made a video of him professing how much he absolutely loves and adore her. And I sent it to Jackie.
I love it. It's on my phone.
So shout out to Adore, who is probably
love you, Adore.
Listening to the
adore
podcast.
You, Adore.
On her front porch, smoking a cigarette.
That is exactly how this podcast should be listened to.
Yes. And with that, let's move on to some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so at this point, we have the top four. We have Bianca Del Rio, Courtney Act, Adore, and Darian Lake. Who do you guys think will be in the top four? Three.
Not Darian Lake.
Cam, you agree with that?
I have a feeling Courtney's going to go home.
That she's going
to
go home next?
I don't want her to, because actually she was in my top three picks.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want her to, but I have a feeling she might go home. Unless she can turn it out. I'm hoping she can. She
Do
has
you also
this
think
talent.
It's because they're making this big deal about the fact that Darian was the Facebook pick.
And that she's gotten further than any other Facebook pick.
Right.
Or any other big girl, right? Oh, how far did Latrice go? Sorry, jumping.
Latrice, I feel
she was like top five. Maybe.
Yeah, top five, top four.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Somewhere around in there.
But I think Courtney's gonna go home next. Damn it!
Because I feel like there were a couple fans that were tweeting us and saying that this seems gimmicky, and it does. It does seem gimmicky to want to be like, okay, well, like, look, the Facebook fan favorite got this far. Not that Darian Lake isn't a good queen, but I mean, I just feel like
to reinforce that the public might have a say or
right.
some opinion.
So, rankings from this point, who would be in fourth place?
Courtney?
I say Darian.
Darian? I kind of think Darian. Who would be in third?
Darian.
You think Darian?
She's got to flip
I think
it.
Courtney.
You yeah. think Courtney? I think Adore.
Okay.
And then second, I think, would be Courtney for me.
In my heart, my top is Adore, but I feel like she'll get second place.
I agree. Adore.
We all can agree.
I'm going for Bianca for the win. We think I gotta Bianca's say. I didn't want to, but that's where I'm going.
Well, listen, at this point, they're setting it up for that. Unless she just stumbles and falls during the, in the next episode, there's no way she's not going to be.
Baloney!
And before we get rapped out again by Steven,
Wheels on the bus go round.
You tried
round.
It. You can have several. Cameron, where can they find you?
At Tomacova 777.
Jackie?
At 123 Jackie _B on Twitter. At 123 Jackie B, all one word on Instagram. My name is spelled JACQUE.
MOUSE.
MOUSE.
And of course, you guys can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lounging with Tony or loungingwithtony.com. Please go to Lounging with Tony on YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube page.
And again, you guys can see Tony on Mondays
at Mickey's for our fabulous drag show showgirls.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.